السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Inshallah, from next Friday, the Jalsa Salana UKI, the annual convention, is starting. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, guests from various countries around the world have started to arrive in order to attend the annual convention. May Allah the Almighty grant the management of Jalsa Salana the ability to serve the guests of Jalsa in an excellent manner, regardless of the fact that they are coming from various countries of the world or that they are from various areas from across the UK. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, the elderly, the youth, children and women offer themselves on a voluntary basis from all parts of Britain in order to serve the guests that arrive for the Jalsa Salana. And as the number of participants of Jalsa Salana is growing, the Jalsa arrangements are also increasing and the need for volunteers is also increasing. However, by the grace of Allah the Almighty, children, youth, women and men present themselves cheerfully for the service without any difficulty. And majority of the youth and the children think that this is a great blessing and favor of Allah the Almighty, that He has granted them the ability to serve the guests of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam. And by the grace of Allah the Almighty, this has become the nature of the members of the Jamaat in every country of the world, that every level and age group of members of the Jamaat want to serve the guests of Jalsa Salana. Last weekend, from Friday to Sunday, Jalsa Salana USA was held. I saw an interview on one of the programs which was being televised via internet on YouTube, and the person conducting the program interviewed an office holder of Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya. He was mentioning how khuddam and volunteers had been working for the jalsa preparation. Similarly, there was an interview of a 19 to 20 year old boy as well, who was born and raised there. He was asked, "What do you receive in compensation for all this work that you do? And what amount will you receive? How many dollars will you get in return?" The office holder replied, and the answer of the young boy was also the same. And as I have stated, that the young boy was born and raised in America, a country which is very materialistic in its thinking. They replied that in this country, we work voluntarily. The labor that we receive is above the mindset of materialistic people. We work to obtain the pleasure of God the Almighty. And this nature of Ahmadis is in fact of every Ahmadi living in every country of the world. Whether they are African or Indonesian, or someone living in remote islands, or someone living in a developed Western country. When the priorities of the world during vacation from schools and colleges is to play around and travel around, and when the priorities of those who work in the world are to relax and spend time with family on vacations when they are off from work. However, during this time, the priorities of an Ahmadi are different. If the Jalsa Salana is taking place during these vacations, then during these days, those who are educated, and as well as those who are uneducated, and the high-ranking officials, and also those who are subordinate, skilled workers, and ordinary laborers, and also students, offer themselves on a voluntary basis to serve the guests of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. In other developed countries of the world, the annual conventions are held in huge halls or in places where there are many facilities available. But the UK Jalsa is held at such a place where all arrangements are to be made temporarily. And every possible facility which can be made available or can be provided has to be granted. Then there is a condition from the council that from the beginning of starting the Jalsa work until after the Jalsa is over, the wind-up for everything should be done and the site should be turned into the agricultural land or the farmland as it was before. And also that this work should be done within the 28 days. And so, in this regard, there is a need for many volunteers in order to do a lot of expensive work in a limited time. On the one hand, the time period of starting the work and finishing it is very limited in terms of the nature of the work. But in terms of the work for volunteers, it is not just 28 days. Rather, some tasks are such that start even before, that are not being conducted directly in the Jalsaga. However, in preparation for these tasks, volunteers start working 2 to 3 weeks beforehand. Some workers here are such that they sacrifice their time and wealth for a month and a half to 2 months approximately. And this is a very long time for a person to work on a voluntary basis. Hence, in this regard, the volunteers of UK Jalsa are aware of the sacrifice for work of the Jalsa and also the importance of the Jalsa duty. And they are offering this service for many years. However, there are many who are new volunteers, and some of them deal directly with the guests during the days of the Jalsa. Duties of some of the volunteers will start during Jalsa days, and for some it has started today, and some will start tomorrow. As I said, the guests have started to arrive, and so, as usual, I will briefly say something as a reminder to everyone. Sometimes there is no doubt that certain people have immense passion to serve. However, everyone has their own temperament. Some lack patience, and some say things due to lack of knowledge, or they do certain things that become a source of discomfort for the guests. However, after being reminded, those voluntary workers become cautious and they try to fulfill their duties whilst paying more attention towards their responsibilities. Otherwise, I do not doubt for even a moment that the workers are not working with a passion to serve. Indeed, all of the workers are certainly those who work with a passion to serve. However, it is the commandment of Allah the Almighty to give reminders and to advise. Therefore, every year, I direct attention towards this in the Friday sermon before the annual convention. In the Holy Quran also, Allah the Almighty, in regards to the guests, has related the hospitality of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah the Almighty has informed us about the importance of hospitality. And on various occasions, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned the importance of hospitality and about this attribute. In this era, the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasallam has also directed our attention towards this particularly. Rather, he has established the hospitality of those guests who travel for the sake of faith as one of the objectives of his advent. Therefore, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam writes in one place that the third branch of this dispensation is of those who arrive here and they travel in search of the truth, and also those who come for various other reasons. The promised Messiah alayhi salam further states, this branch is still developing, that is, it is still growing. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam also said that these people are coming in thousands in this era, at the time when there was no facility of any type available in the small town of Qadian. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam would order provisions from Batala or Amritsar for the hospitality of the guests. In such circumstances, a person can perhaps get worried, since there are no means of communication, and one has to travel on foot, generally on a horse cart. And so, it is very difficult to entertain guests in a remote area. And it was for this reason that Allah the Almighty informed the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam beforehand, in order to strengthen his heart. There is an Arabic revelation. The translation is that people will turn towards you in large numbers, so it is incumbent upon you that you do not treat them in an unpleasant manner, and it is incumbent upon you that you do not get weary after witnessing their large numbers. Today, in all corners of the world, these conventions show these scenes that people come in great numbers and are blessed with spiritual and physical nourishment. In Britain, due to the presence of the Khalifa of the time, guests come from all over the world and for the purpose to gain knowledge of faith and to quench their spiritual thirst. Today, the servants of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, according to the directive of Allah the Almighty, are serving the guests unselfishly, selflessly, without tiring, and without showing any indignation. And this is our duty, that we serve the guests and have the arrangements of the convention carried out in a befitting manner. Non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims also attend the Jalsa, and they are always impressed by the work of the volunteers. They are astonished how little children are performing their responsibilities and how they are discharging these duties assigned to them, and that they are performing this with great responsibility. Last year, a guest from Uganda was visiting, who is also a minister. He said that I was astonished after witnessing the hospitality and the other arrangements, and that how people were offering such sacrifice on a voluntary basis. He also said, it was unimaginable for me to think that I was going to attend a convention where angels will be seen working instead of human beings. He says that even if you ask for something 20 times, they would present it happily. Many guests would point out that the children were serving food with and would do their duty with very cheerful faces. If these children were serving water in the Jalsa Maki, then their faces were full of delight. They asked of needs of water time and time again. And this treatment by the volunteers was not limited to only the special guests, but was extended to every guest. This is the quality of the spirit of service that is and should be the hallmark of every worker of the Ahmadiyya community. Therefore, every worker should always keep this special attribute alive, regardless of whatever department he or she may be working in. When our Jalsa guests arrive, they deal with various departments. They deal with the reception department upon arrival. Generally, the reception department welcomes the guests in a very good manner. When guests arrive from their journey, they are tired as well. And regardless of all the facilities provided, there is fatigue and irritation due to traveling in this day and age. For this reason, the reception department should always keep this in mind. The department of receiving guests at the airports already does its work, and arrangements are usually very good. However, guests who arrive from neighboring countries, who travel in a car or a bus, they arrive after traveling several hours, and they are fatigued as well. And if they are staying in the Ahmadiyya community lodgings, then the management should remember this saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that meet your brother smiling, and that is a charity. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that do not take as insignificant even a small good deed. It is a good deed to face a brother pleasantly. Note how beautiful is the teaching of Islam.
Ikram-e-Zayf ka to waise bhi hukm hai, ek aisa hukm hai jiska
First of all, there is a commandment about honoring guests, and there is a reward for it. Then, practicing such hospitality that when one smiles while conversing with the guest, it is equivalent to the act of giving charity. And by equating it with charity, it is made worthy of a reward. In fact, a worthy of a double reward. One reward for hospitality, and the other reward for charity on showing a pleasant demeanor. To interact with love, to interact with good manners, counts as a virtue. And how much Allah will reward for a virtue, only Allah knows better. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that showing the way is also a charitable act. The department which is appointed to do this work should bear in mind that first of all, they should greet the travelers who have arrived from their journey with politeness. After that, they should take them to their place of accommodation with the help of assistance, particularly when the guests are women and children and men are not with them. Then it is the duty of the reception department or whatever department is responsible for it that the guests should be taken to their place of residence. This is a very important duty because sometimes there is a need to carry luggage and help should be provided. Similarly, it is not only the duty of the reception department to smile and be polite whilst conversing with guests. Rather, it is important for every department worker. These days, it is very important to keep an AIMS card due to the current state of affairs. Some people who are arriving from outside bring along introductory letters and information, and then their Jalsa cards are made here. Sometimes such cases also come to light where people do not have verified letters. Therefore, in such circumstances, there is no doubt that it is very important for the person on duty to satisfy himself. And cards should not be issued until the person on duty is satisfied and the process of verification has not fully completed. However, during this process, it is also very important to present oneself with politeness towards the guest and proper arrangements should be made for the guest to sit while waiting. Sometimes there are little children who get restless due to the long wait. However, all the guests should keep in mind that when they arrive at the Jalsa, they should arrive with verification from the Jamaat or they should bring their AIMS card with them. And if they do not have that for some reason, then the relevant department should provide them the convenience during this process, as I have stated, so that they can sit comfortably. Then in relation to hospitality and food, regarding this, it is important to provide hospitality 2 to 3 times to those guests staying in accommodations arranged by the Jamaat. However, during the 3 days of Jalsa, every attendee who comes to listen to the Jalsa proceedings usually eats lunch under the management of the Jamaat. And so, in this regard, the officers and the assistants for food arrangements should bear in mind that they have to interact with the guests with politeness and also present themselves with good manners. To treat the guest with politeness is the right of the guest and also the duty of the host. Some people put the workers in difficulty with regards to food. They ask for this and that and make odd demands. However, workers should tolerate this. Food is such a matter that an inappropriate act of the one serving food or even a very subtle meaningless comment or anything that is said can hurt the feelings of the guest. The companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would demonstrate such models that will always be written in golden words. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed a companion to take a guest with him and serve food to him, the companion brought this guest to his house as per the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's instruction. However, his wife said that there's very little food in the house, which is only left for the children. Both husband and wife consulted each other and decided to somehow put the children to sleep and turn the lamp off before serving the food. And then, in the dark, both husband and wife decided to pretend as if they were eating, so that their guest could eat the meal to his satisfaction and would not get perturbed by the fact that his hosts were going hungry. So following their plan, these hosts served food to their guests in the darkness, and the guests never got to find out that the hosts were hungry, and he ate the meal to his heart's delight. The next morning, when that Ansari companion presented himself for the audience with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that at your plan and deeds last night, even Allah the Exalted smiled. So that family made such an enormous sacrifice only because they were serving the guest of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was a special effort. Generally, the companions were extremely hospitable to their guests, but they made this extraordinary effort for their guest because he was the guest of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So each one of our volunteers makes sacrifices for this zeal and should do that he or she is serving the guests of the ardent devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, it is a major sacrifice to go hungry and to give one's food to one's guest and to make one's children go to sleep hungry. And today we do not have to make such sacrifices. With the grace of Allah the Almighty, in accordance with the promise of God to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we have the langar, i.e. the communal kitchen, in all those places where our community is well established. Particularly in the days of the Jalsa, the arrangements of the langar, i.e. the community kitchen, comes into full swing. And all what we have to do is to serve the guests with the food cooked in langar and be pleasant to our guests. Only this much effort pleases Allah the Exalted, that we serve the people who travel to attend the Jalsa and travel for the sake of their faith. However, if the hospitality is not done in the right way, then it can also draw the wrath of God Almighty. At one occasion, some guests were treated in a more preferential way and some were ignored. This was done by the people who were responsible for catering at the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah the Exalted informed the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that during the night false pretensions had been practiced and deception was done and guests were not served appropriately. Some deprived people were not given any food. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was most upset about this and took the arrangements of catering in his own hand. There is also a narration that the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam ordered those workers to leave Qadian for 6 months. Therefore, when we volunteer ourselves for the purpose of service, we must serve everyone without any favoritism. Everyone attending Jalsa is the Jalsa guest, and it is absolutely mandatory to be nice to everyone and greet everyone pleasingly. It is not acceptable to show special preference to those who are rich or are special guests in one way or the other. All the guests should eat where the food is being served. All Ahmadis should generally eat in one place designated for food. There are specially designated food places for people who are not from our community or for non-Muslims, and only assigned guests should go there. The administration should be mindful of this. And it has come to my knowledge that some workers take their friends for food to places designated for the special guests only. Therefore, all Ahmadis, even if they are office holders or anyone else, they should eat at the place designated for the Ahmadis. Then alongside this, we must always pray that this small effort that we make for the guests of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam get accepted by God Almighty. And that our efforts are totally devoid of false pretense and are purely for the sake of Allah the Exalted. At the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, sometimes guests used to come in such a number that it looked very difficult to manage the accommodation. This is because Qadian was a very small town. However, even then, the promised Messiah alayhi salam, in accordance with the divine commandment that you must not get worried or feel tired, used to provide any amenities to his guests, as much as he could do in that simple environment. There were times when, because of numbers of guests attending the jalsa in the cold weather, the promised Messiah gave his own and his children's bedding to his guests. Once, the guests arrived in such vast numbers that Hazrat Ammajan became extremely concerned that where would the guests stay and how it all would be managed. At this, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam related a story to her that in a jungle, a traveler was passing by, and while still in the jungle, the night fell. It was a dark night and there was no town or village nearby where he could go and rest. In this desperate state, the traveler laid under the tree so that he could spend the night there. On the top of the tree, there was a nest of the birds. The two birds, which was a male and a female bird, decided that this man who is lying under our tree is our guest for today. Therefore, it is our responsibility to show hospitality towards him. So how did they show hospitality? Firstly, they decided that because it was a cold night and the guest would be cold, therefore the guest should be given something to heat himself up. Then they realized that we do not have anything else, so they broke up their nest and threw it down so that the grass and small amount of wood in it would provide the guest with material that he could light up and warm himself up with the fire. Therefore, they threw their nest under the tree and the person set fire to it and started to warm himself up. Then these birds decided that our guest has nothing to eat, so we should drop ourselves in this fire. When we are roasted in the fire, then our guest will eat thus. So they did this and made arrangements for the food for their guest. The purpose of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam to relate this story was that when guests come, instead of getting worried, one should do one's best to serve them, even if it means making some sacrifice. So there is a lesson for all of us in this, in particular those who offer their service for this purpose. They should make every effort to fulfill the duties assigned to themselves in the best possible manner. There are several kinds of duties in different departments. For example, there is a department of car parking. Car parking is a really important department, and sometimes guests may behave in an inappropriate manner in the car park. Some guests insist that they will not park as instructed by the parking duty holders and wish to park of their own accord. In this situation, the car parking volunteers should do their absolute best to softly explain the situation to the guest and then inform his superior officer. Last year, there were some complaints that some women who drove in the car insisted that they were going to take their car further inwards. This led to a conflict with the duty holder. Indeed, it is the responsibility of every duty holder that they should carry out their duty properly. And particularly in today's circumstances, it is really important to be extremely cautious, particularly in the parking area. However, as I said before, while undertaking these duties, one must show good manners. If somebody is making a demand which is justifiable, for example, if they are poorly or there is any other reason, in these circumstances, the duty holder should explain to the guests in a polite and respectful manner that I will need to call my superior officer and arrange for your required facilities. They should also be requested that in the meantime, they should move aside and wait. The guests should also cooperate in this manner so that the traffic behind them is not affected. This is because as a result of these conflicts and heated discussions, sometimes a long queue of cars can form, and this has an impact on others. And when people turn up late, after the proceedings of the Jalsa has started, then those already sitting in the Jalsa Gah get disturbed. Any issue which was faced in the previous convention, the management should try to resolve it and review every aspect of it. In any other department facing similar issues, should also review them. They should then inform the Afsar Jalsa Salana, i.e. the convention officer, as to how it can be resolved, so that minimum issues arise this year. Although issues of varying nature often arise, however, an effort should be made to minimize them. Arrangements for scanning and checking should be such that despite taking great caution, the guests should neither have to wait for a long time and nor experience any kind of difficulty. Announcements should be made frequently at the main entrance and also at the entrance of the main Jalsaga that entrants should display their cars in front of them and also maintain their lines so that people can pass through quickly. Then there are duty workers assigned for the cleanliness of the washrooms, both in the men and the women's side. And they at times are troubled that people leave a mess. If those on duty every so often make announcements to bring to the attention of the guests that cleanliness be maintained and that cleanliness and tidiness are part of faith, therefore keep your surroundings clean and clean the bathrooms, then people generally cooperate, and last year similar reports were received. However, if someone does not cooperate, then the workers should clean up themselves as that is their duty, and they should be mindful to not exhibit any kind of unpleasantness from their side. And to also never leave hold of patience. Similarly, the general cleanliness of the main Jalsaga is also the responsibility of those on duty, and they should clean up along the way, both in the men and the women's side. Sometimes children drop cups, wrappers, boxes, etc., and at times elders are not careful either. However, if those on duty clean up along the way, then it becomes easy for the wind-up workers, as their work is not only to pick up marquees and the large items, rather, it is important to pick up every rubbish or piece of paper, because it is only then that the council gives the clearance. In any case, guests should be reminded politely time and again to throw containers, boxes, etc. into dustbins rather than throwing them around. The Tarbiyat department at the Jalsa Salana should be ready to serve in this regard. They should remind those attending the Jalsa about the importance of Jalsa Salana. And even though workers present themselves to help, it is their duty to serve selflessly. And as mentioned before, by the grace of Allah the Almighty, workers normally work with great passion. However, some behave inappropriately. And they should always remember the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I mentioned earlier, that one must show the best of etiquettes in every situation. Similarly, every worker must be vigilant. The responsibility of security does not lie with those in the security department alone. In fact, every worker of every department should be watchful of his surroundings. The workers should also remember that when Jalsa finishes, it should not be the case that only the wind-up team are present there. On the contrary, every worker of every department who has a duty should remain at the Jalsa site up until the guests are there or until they are relieved by their respective head of departments, who officially relieves you and says that now you may take leave. Primarily, every worker, as well as the members of the community, should pray that may God Almighty grant them the opportunity to discharge their duties to the best of their ability. To every worker who is currently working at the Jalsa site, may he keep them safe from everything. Sometimes very heavy duty work is carried out, and there is always a danger of injury. May God Almighty keep every single one of them safe from all harm. May Allah the Almighty bless this Jalsa and make it a success in every respect. And may Allah keep the Jamaat safe from every opponent and from every malice of the evil-natured ones. And may Allah the Almighty enable every worker to serve the guests of the promised Messiah alayhi salam in the best manner possible and by displaying the best of etiquettes. Those workers who have achieved the highest standards, may they have the opportunity to express the lofty standards they have acquired every single time, and may they have the opportunity to serve in a better manner than previously. There should never be a shortcoming in this regard, and every step of ours should move forwards. And when we serve in this manner, then God Almighty also casts His loving eyes over us. May God Almighty enable us to do this.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ